previously on Bad Radio.
The risk is losing your hand.
Yeah, or an eye, or...
Yeah, but you get to take a picture of the fireworks and put it on Facebook.
Is it, everybody's just doing it for the gram.
I'll probably end up on a pedo watch list, but we used to throw M80s into a lake and fish with those, and usually two or three fish would pop up.
See, I thought at first...
How would it explode?
See, I thought he actually just said he was going to end up on a pedo watch list.
No, right?
Before he mentioned the fish, I was like, dude, hey, whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
We're in a safe space here.
We used to have little kids come to our van.
Tell them we had fireworks.
Yeah, probably going to end up on a pedo watch list.
PETA. Like,
dump that.
How would an M80 explode if you throw it into a lake?
It's really scientific, but they would.
Am I good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats? Watch it, jerk. Shut up, idiot. Moron. Scab eater. Butt sniffer. Puss licker. Fart smeller. You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek. You mixed your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl. What did you say?
Irrational and emotionally fragile by nature, female co-workers are a peculiar animal. They are very insecure about their appearance. Be sure to tell them how good they look every day, even if they're homely and unkempt. You're doing a great job, Muriel, and you're prettier than Mamie Van Doren. And remember, nothing says good job like a firm, open palm slap on the behind.
Speaking of that, want to say hi to Killer Kellison. Jason is our producer for the evening. Jason, it's nice to see you. I thought for sure that once we were told that we would be waiting at a guy's night out, that you would have left by now.
I left guy's night out rather early so I could get here
just
in time
to come back for
you
for
guys.
Us.
George is
What's
a rapper.
Bass?
At school, I take a dick into the pool.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. You take your what into the pool?
What are you doing? I took a dip in the pool.
What the hell?
Let's try it again.
Oh, my gosh, he did. Totally. He would take it in there every day.
All right. But surely I have to wall. I got a color TV so I can see the next play back.
Like, do you Norm, ever not take it to the pool?
Donnie,
what
I quit.
Doing?
Have a great show.
And
stay out of the pool, for God's
Bye.
Sake. Stay out of the pool.
I'm not winning number
well, how
one.
How would you not take that if you jumped in the pool?
We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
This is Judge Reinhold, and I never listen to the Bob and Dan Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's the truth.
All right, are we ready for swimmers talk?
AP1's right about now, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket, present the Bad Radio Program.
Do you get me?
We get you, sir.
Today's special occasions include what's happening in the dumpster fire that is the Washington franchise. First we had Dak, now what's going on with Zeke? And Dan and Jake coax me into jumping to the deep end. Also, Ty got nothing Walker. David looks good in the Speedo Mino and me the killer. It's also the last show without Julie. And now two guys who can't wait to break into their own slow-mo Baywatch runs later today. Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell!
Yeah.
All right.
Hey now. That's finally. It's finally Friday, Jake.
You bet your buns, Dan.
We got to Friday, but I'm feeling very pleased about what lies in front of us. Show number 105 of Dan and Jake. Show 74 in the Dragon Den. Damn, dude.
It's been a minute.
Gonna take a while to catch back up. We have day 128 without sports, 6 though until baseball, 13 until basketball, 17 until hockey, and 3 days until Julie.
And I think you were saying possibly it would count as sports if Tiger were playing in a real tournament on the weekend.
Well,
Well, Bud, I think you're safe there.
What's going on with Tiger?
He went, I want to say, 4 over on the day?
4 over 76, plus done? 3. Not going to make the cut.
What?
What? Sorry, pal.
Well, I'm going to blame myself because I didn't watch him this morning. Had I been watching.
Maybe you should blame yourself for watching during the show yesterday rather than paying attention.
Yeah, but he played very well.
To the news. You cursed him.
He played well when my attention was on him, when my good vibes were going his way.
Tiger roared yesterday, but he purred today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are on. It's Friday is what it is.
Boom.
Tiger has been put down. Oh. All right.
Tiger.
Well, the pool is Luke. In fact, the pool might be more than Luke.
Yeah.
The literal pool, which is out back. Now, we're in the Dragon Den. That's high atop my garage. You can look out over the backyard. You will not only see some white patches, because that's where, if you recall, when we did the professional spray job on the crabgrass, they said it'll turn white in about a week, and then it'll turn brown after a couple weeks, and then your other lawn will just grow in around it, and you will no longer have crabgrass. So you will see some white, little specklings of white patches. So I guess it was working.
I'm sure nobody will bring that up when you post pictures today of your yard.
You also see a blue fence.
Or that.
But Killer will be out in our pool later on, learning to swim, and then tackling his fear, because he can't have this fear in front of his child.
No.
Right? You don't want that. You don't want to
be a beta.
Go to Six Flags and then be like, I'm not going to ride the roller coaster. Like, can you imagine if you're a kid and your 44-year-old dad won't jump in the pool?
And you're swimming circles around him and going,
and you're
hey!
He's trying to tell you to tackle your fears, son, and do this and that.
He has to get on your shoulders for chicken fighting.
Do you have a boy or a girl?
He's already packed up. He's heading that way.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah, he's got to get out here and get his crash course on.
And his floaties on.
On swimming.
Okay, so Killer's on his way.
He has a boy, by the way.
Well, then he definitely has to do this.
I do think about the roller coaster thing from time to time, and I'm kind of secretly hoping that they get phased out, which doesn't seem...
Because you're afraid of roller coasters?
Yeah. I mean, I did them, you know, always growing up, but I think probably the turning point for me, which makes no sense because I know it's a one in a zillion, but the Six Flags story kind of sent me. But I'm not going to lie to you.
That when one, the lady fell out?
It was a little more than fell out.
She was a large woman, though. Had difficulty, you know, with the seatbelt or something wouldn't fit around her, right?
I guess. But I also think there was an equipment malfunction and possibly an oversight by the, you know, 15-year-old that was checking things.
Do you drive over here every day?
I know, dude, but I have to do
you
that.
You know how many deaths are on the roadways?
Don't be a John Stamos. Or not John Stamos. What's the...
John Cornyn?
No, the guy that Rick used to talk about with homeless people that make 400 grand a year. John Stossel, who would always hit you with these... I don't... I'm not excited about the next time on a roller coaster. Water slides? Let's go. Oh, my God, Dan.
You like water slides?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a wasp in here.
It's just the mud dog.
Go! Get that away from me. I don't
care. He can
land
on you.
I'm not. No, get it out of here. Get it out of here.
I'll open the window. I'll go pick him up. He doesn't do anything.
He's right there.
He cannot sting.
Oh, he's on the light.
He can't sting.
Why does he have a stinger then?
Look.
Why does he have a stinger if he can't sting?
Well, I'm glad you just don't want your daughter to see you acting like a little girl.
We're in close quarters here, and you've got a wasp in the midst.
It doesn't sting. It's a friendly neighborhood
okay,
wasp.
Let's bring a dozen of them in every day.
I just put my hand up to try and catch him.
Then catch him. Get away from me. Can I kill it?
No.
I don't want that. It's right behind me.
That's like killing a monkey or a lizard. You can't kill a lizard. Would you kill a lizard? Would you kill a ladybug?
If it had a stinger on it, I would.
Yeah, if it had a stinger, maybe. I mean, we had to get rid of Harambe, didn't we?
I don't even know if that's an actual stinger. Search dirt dauber.
Who knew a dirt dauber would be the first crowbar in the show?
Have you
tearing
ever
you guys apart.
Seen a dirt dauber, Ty?
Yes.
I'm very
They're
familiar,
nothing,
but
they?
We also used to spray them.
I don't know if I'd want to hang out with them, but
I mean, it's literally Ty. It's
they're in here all the time,
6 inches away.
They somehow get in here through the it's not very secure. This is above the garage, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that
when we moved in, there was like 1,000 of them on the ground.
The day that
Jake's going to start bringing a can of Raid from this point on,
I might. What if one of them attacks Skip or Bodie? What are you going to say then? And it's not
they
just
don't
me,
attack.
Your expendable partner.
They don't attack. They just.
That
sit
felt
there.
Like an attack. That was a
you will
an
not
aggressive
get stung. I'm
maneuver.
Telling you that you will not get stung.
What's he coming over here for then?
You're a good-looking dude. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I'm glad to see that on the day that I notched another e-break win, we got another nomination out of today. Because I'm positive that the absolute female move I just pulled. Dude, he's so primed to be killed right now. Look at him. And that is absolutely
a
stinger.
I'll just pick him up and I'll let him out the window during the break. He's fine.
All right.
Don't kill one of God's creatures.
God did not make those.
She would be so upset with you. I'm sure that
devil creature
Dauber has some kind of a purpose in the links of it all, right? The
coaching,
dirt that
coaching special teams.
The dirt that it dobs
different
enables,
oh,
enables
different Dauber,
bees to go get honey, and then that enables flowers to grow. And
I don't want to hear this ecosystem mumbo jumbo.
That's what's happening here.
Part of the ecosystem, man.
I'm a human. Top oh the chain. Okay.
So I noticed how you just threw in there that you won the e-break, so that means you want to play your own audio? Is that what's going on here?
All it took was me eating food again, and I vaulted to the top of the e-break voting the next morning.
Eating food?
Yeah, I broke the cleanse last night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your four-day eating cleanse, and you were that was the big debate yesterday, was whether to break it this morning when you woke up, or would you cave like a weakling...
I made it 96 hours.
And eat at midnight.
Is that 4 days?
It's 4 days. Did you gorge or did you just like eat an apple or a banana?
What do you think I did?
I think you gorged.
I think you ordered DoorDash, Taco Bell.
Nice kale salad.
I ordered a pizza and nobody else eats the pizza. And I had to
you
order...
You ate a pizza at midnight?
No, because I ate... Will you keep eyes on this thing for me?
I'm telling you, you will not be stung.
So distracted.
Why is there a Christmas tree sitting right there?
I was thinking you just kind of gave me little adornments to my side of the room here. It's got an ornament on it.
That's the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I don't know why it's over there. It wasn't there yesterday.
So I ordered a pizza right at around 10:30 because they close at 11 and you don't want to be that guy, right? If you ever worked at a pizza place, don't order at 10:55 just because, you know.
You don't want to be that guy, but then close your restaurant earlier. Like, what are your hours? I've worked at a restaurant that closes at 11. And boy, when we're, you know, as the busboy and you can kind of clean up and you get everything ready, and you are pissed if somebody shows up at 10 till closing time and then they're there for an extra half hour. But.
That's hours.
That's the hours. That's.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew even then it's wrong for me to be mad.
And speaking,
but I wanted to get out of there.
Speaking as a former pizza guy working at a pizza place where we clean the prep tables about 15 minutes before closing time, yeah, when you got that one after you just got it all nice and neat, made you really mad.
But,
yeah, no, I didn't want to
but
be
you
the
knew that, but you knew that was the hours.
So I did it about half an hour early. And the other thing that I think is great about the credit card era of pizza delivery, you can kind of let them know you mean business by paying the tip ahead of time. So they're not like,
do you find
what
that pays
just...
off? Because I have found it doesn't necessarily pay off. I'll put a big tip on there.
Still get trash.
Still get like, maybe it's the DoorDash or one of the other things that will show where the driver's going. And I see they're delivering three other ones before me.
Yeah.
And certainly those people didn't give the big tip I gave.
It probably doesn't matter, but I figured for this unique circumstance of asking you to deliver in the last half hour of the day, why don't I throw a little extra honey on the pot there, just make sure you know that I'm a real one.
What was on your pizza? Was it, like, thick?
No, what I like to do when I'm by myself and the wife is not eating is order a thin, but then just load it up. So we went extra sauce, extra cheese, bacon, pepperoni, sausage.
At midnight?
It got there at about 11:30, 11:15. And then I ate all but, like, maybe a tiny little, I would say a fifth of it. And I was like, well, that's breakfast. Or I'll take it over to Dan's and heat it up. But then I ate it out of the container on the way over here. So now I don't have lunch.
How fast did you eat it?
Dude, 5 minutes or less.
Now, if you felt real good with the
and I had
the
a cleanse, beer, I had a beer, too.
If you felt really good with the cleanse, did you feel terrible after doing this?
No. I feel great. I realize that the way that I just reacted to a one-inch bug might indicate that I'm on edge. But he was on my head, and I think this is an act of aggression. So play the e-brake, I guess.
And Jake, Phil Margera is 63.
Oh,
don't see
Phil.
So that fat-ass legend. Dad was like 40 whenever that show was going on?
When they wouldn't let him get a
he
decent
like
night's
he was
sleep.
65 men.
Every time he would sit down and take a dump, Dan would run in and just beat him.
Tear his shirt off.
Start punching him.
Born on this day, now dead.
4 o'clock in the morning, the guy can't sleep?
Julius Caesar.
They did the Goodfellas move where they put a severed head, severed cow head in his bed.
God.
It's the Godfather.
Godfather, excuse me.
What did you just do? You had the wrong animal and the wrong movie.
I've never seen it.
I thought you were doing a joke.
What?
I've never seen...
You've never seen The Godfather?
You said it was Goodfellas doing a severed cow head.
I don't know anything about it. I actually only recently watched Goodfellas for the first time.
What a Bob Lilly moment.
I liked it a lot.
Good.
But, yeah, that's enough. I like Bob's line of, you had the wrong animal and the wrong movie. Well, if I've never seen the movie, it would follow that I would not know.
Yeah, but you also there just said, oh, I just watched Goodfellas.
Okay, yeah. So, again, I thought that's what, I don't know, I got caught in the crossfire there. And the worst part is people had told me to watch Godfather on Twitter.
And it you thought you were watching Godfather when you watched Goodfellas?
I think so. Are you telling me they're all significantly different movies, or do they kind of all have the same plot?
No, I think it's significantly different. Godfather is more like of a classic, and it's... You're going to find more in there that you would deem unrealistic. Whereas Goodfellas, I believe, you would say, this could all happen, and it did.
Yeah.
Godfather is more romanticized, kind of. So,
they're totally different movies.
In fact, I want to watch the movie soon so that you can, you know, just rip it.
I'll watch one and two. I'll knock one out this weekend and two a week after. I'm trying to fill in these blind spots I have. And there are many.
You're trying to become a better human. You're juicing. I mean, look at you.
Killing bugs. Like Rico.
Well, no, you're abstaining from killing bugs. You don't have to kill everything you see in the world. You're growing as a human.
I think I scared him.
You're evolving. I don't think you did.
Yeah,
He's a bug. Just because you just saw Starship Troopers does not mean...
kill all right, bugs.
So we got a lot of bits today. Killer's going to learn to swim. Jubb will be here in the 2 o'clock hour.
Mm.
We'll take phone calls with Jubb at 2:30. But we also have a lot of sports today as well. I did a sports interview on another radio station, and I got dumped.
No way.
So we're going to hear that. And let's start off, though, with the Redskins bombshell story on the ticket next.